Chuck has a small adult faith share that he's going to offer this morning, some words of encouragement for us as they prepare to leave. And so it's my privilege to introduce this morning to you Chuck Dew.
I'll share a little secret with you. When I first wrote the first draft of this, it was on a flight between Atlanta and Phoenix, and it took me the entire flight, but I've cut it down a little bit. I bring you greetings from Jeannie to all of you, and let you know that she misses you all dearly. I know you've heard of the saying, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. And if you remember back to the third Sunday of Advent, Pastor Wells preached on be careful what you pray for, as you might not be able to handle it if your prayer was actually answered. Well, I'm going to talk for a few minutes on a variation of these themes, to be patient and flexible about your dreams and what you pray for. In 10 days, I'll be moving to Arizona. And seemed like a good idea at the time I thought about doing this. In 10 days, I'll be moving to Arizona and fulfilling a dream that started 29 years ago for me. It was in 1978 when I first drove through Arizona, and I fell in love with the area, and I said to myself that maybe someday I might live there. Well, as with most dreams, life happens. I moved to Chicago to start a career, got married, had a family, moved back to Normal, got divorced, moved back to Chicago, got reacquainted with Jeannie at our 20th high school class reunion, started attending St. John's, got married to Jeannie, moved back to Normal, got four kids out of high school, three of them through college, and all of them out on their own. And through the last 12 years of attending St. John's, I know that my faith has gotten stronger and deeper. And being married to Jeannie, there was really no other option. As many of you have learned firsthand, her faith is very strong and becomes infectious to all those around her. Well, our faith was tested last June when Jeannie's job of 29-plus years took a dramatic left turn. But rather than panic, we prayed and turned the situation over to God. We thought this might be an opportunity to go west to be nearer to Jeannie's family. Well, God answered our prayers, and Jeannie lined up a new job within 2 months, and we began the task of selling our home and relocating to Arizona. And as most of you remember, you said goodbye to Jeannie last September, and I've been on my farewell tour ever since. Thanks to those who invited me over for dinner. They were all great. Well, our house finally sold at the end of February, and Jeannie found us the great house that you saw in the pictures that were shown earlier. So now is the time has come to really move. And it's been tough on both of us to be apart for the last 7 months, even tougher for Jeannie because she didn't have you. But we kept our focus on Jesus, and it helped us through the difficult times. And I know it's not going to be easy for me to walk up the stage for the last time today. But Jeannie and I know we have friends here for life, and we will stay in touch through all the modern communications advancements that are available today. One of the hardest things for us out there in Arizona will be finding a church to measure up to St. John's and the COJ service. You've set a high bar. But with God's guidance, we will find a new church to attend, but it will be hard to replace this church home. One of the main attractions for me with the Community of Joy has been the music. And I've been fortunate to be able to play with this band for the last 7 years. I surprised most of the group when I abruptly quit the band after the Christmas Eve services, but I knew the time had come for me to move on, and I thought that would be a good time for a clean break. However, I did tell Beth at that time that Go Tell It on the Mountain would not be my final song here. Most of the anthems that we do here are one and done. And what I mean by that is we play them once and then we move on to the next theme. Well, as Dave said, we're bringing a few of those out of the mothballs and dusting them off today. So hopefully you'll enjoy them as much as we have in preparing for this service. I thank you for allowing me to be part of your family for the last 12 years. God bless you.